SBS Radio.
Господине Волкановски, добре дојде на програмат на македонски јазик на SBS Radio. Како сте и што работите деновиве?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just been preparing for this big fight next weekend. So I'm just getting ready, getting the weight down and just ready to do my thing November 19th.
Затоа ќе поразговараме подоцна. Кажете ми, вие сте роден во Австралија, но имате македонско потекло.
Yeah, my dad is Macedonian. He's from Barentsi, and my mum's a Greek as well. But my dad, yeah, that's where the Volkanovski comes from my father's side, and yeah, it's been a big part of my career. The Macedonian support's always been very, very good, and I appreciate it a lot, and that's why I actually made the change with the name Alexander the Great. I originally was the Hulk. Alex the Hulk Volkanovski, but I changed it to Alexander the Great, with him, being a Macedonian and that too, his father being Macedonian. So I thought it was a good change, and that's why I stuck to Alexander the Great.
Имате интересна спортска кариера и би рекол успешна. Како дете започнавте како борач во слободен стил и грчко-римски стил?
Yeah, Greco-Roman. Yeah, I done wrestling for a year or two. I was a national champion, Australian and two-time Australian champion. But before that, I played soccer for a few years. After my wrestling, I played rugby league. And I used to be a front rower. I used to be with the big boys. I used to be 97 kilograms. I used to just run straight, one of the props, they called it. But now I fight in the UFC. I do MMA, and now I'm fighting in the UFC.
Имавте успешна кариера и во рагби лигата. Ја добивте и наградата Мик Кронин.
Yeah, Mick Cronin medal. I used to do really good with rugby league. A lot of people thought, I was mad when I decided to change to MMA because I used to be pretty good at rugby league, but I've always loved MMA and wrestling and the combat sports. So I decided to take on MMA, just as my main sport, and now I'm in the UFC, so it's crazy how things work.
Во 2012 година вие кажавте збогум на рагби лигата и поминавте во ММА, како што рековте. После 4 борби и исто толку победи како аматер, вие поминавте во професионалци. Зошто?
Yeah, well, I went I had 4 amateur fights. All 4 of them didn't even add up to one round. There was only like 3 minutes worth of amateur experience before I went professional. But I just, I started MMA a little bit later than I'd like. So I wanted to go professional as soon as I could and try and earn a little bit of money while I was playing the sport.
По успешниот настап во ММА и во аматерска конкуренција, ваш следен предизвик беше UFC. Кога беше твојата прва борба и каков успех имаш постигнато?
Yeah, UFC, that's what I'm fighting. I'm still fighting the UFC. One of the biggest organizations in the world. It's a very, very big promotion. It was my dream to get in the UFC, and I'm finally there. And just, this is going to be my third fight in the UFC. So I'm just ready to go out there, get the win, and shoot for these ranks. And soon, not too far away, I'll win that belt, UFC belt.
Што за вас значи да се борите во UFC?
It means everything. I've my last 3-4 years, I put everything on hold so I could chase the dream to, for UFC. And, just because I want to do this for a living and earn some money. So being in the UFC, because it's such a big promotion and, we're so well known, there's a little bit more money in the UFC than it is in the local scene around Australia. So, fighting the UFC means I can do it professionally and full time and focus on my fighting and earn some money while I'm at it.
Веќе на 29 години, вие имате 15 победи и само еден пораз. Имате 12 победи поред. Кои се титули ги поседувате?
Well, I have a few. I've got like 7 or 8 national, Australian titles. This was before the UFC, and I've got one world title that I won, the PXC world title that I won in Guam. But yeah, I've got about 8 title belts, but I just need that one more. I want that UFC belt.
Ќе ве замолам за slušateljite na SBS radio programa na makedonski jazik da ni objasnite kako izgleda jedan vaš den so treniranje za da se postignat ovije uspesi vo ovije borečki veštini.
Yes. Well, I train full time, so I train every morning. I go out and we do some, whether it's strength and conditioning, and then I go do some jiu-jitsu or hit some pads. And then in the afternoon, you got your wrestling and, your BJJ as well. And or in the afternoon, I got a couple of hours as well. I got two sessions in the afternoon. So I do anywhere from 3 to 4 sessions a day, six days a week.
Koji se tvojite omiljeni taktiki vo napad i vo odbrana? Koga si vo kafez od koga se boriš?
Probably overhand right. I like to get the knockout, get the finish. So that my big right hand is probably my money shot. So that's probably my favorite.
Tvoj omiljen borač vo UFC?
My idol before I started MMA was Chuck Liddell. Liddell, yeah, he was a UFC champion who used to get a lot of knockouts, and always loved him. So yeah, he's one of my idols getting into UFC, getting into MMA.
Koga je tvoja sljedna borba i koji će biti tvoj protivnik i što očekuješ?
Yeah, well, I'm fighting in next weekend, so that's November 19th. I'll be fighting Humberto Bandone. And I'm looking forward. He's a tall southpaw with a nice left kick, but I'm sure that my pressure is going to be too much, and I'll come forward and get the finish nice and early.
That was Alexander the Great Volkanovski. Thank you very much for your time, and we wish you success in your career in the future.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.